YouTube Originals, a cartoon.
Hello, I'm Adam, and welcome to Corpse Talk, the show that brings the dead Favus to life. Tonight's guest is the dueling diva whose life was stranger than fiction. It's the fencing French fugitive!
Gates to a graveyard open. She jumps onto the stage wielding a sword.
En garde!
Oh, I surrender! Stop it!
Okay, Adam. You may ask me your questions now. Allez!
Thanks. So, Julie, despite being a successful opera singer and sword fighter, your larger-than-life adventures take center stage and seem like something straight from the pages of a swashbuckling romance novel. What's with all the fighting?
It all started with my father. You see, he was the fencing master in the court of Louis XIV, the King of France.
Let's go!
And was in charge of teaching rich young boys how to fight. But he decided to teach me, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah!
Oui, oui! Huh? One for all! And all for one!
En garde! Yes!
As a young girl, Julie fends off three boys with her impressive fencing skills. With her sword, she knocks theirs up into the air. She grimaces and points her sword at them. They run away terrified.
That's my girl.
So, not many girls became elite fencers like you.
Mais non, girls back then were supposed to act nice, stay quiet, and keep out of trouble. Ha!
Yeah, you seem to have been pretty keen on getting into trouble.
So much trouble. But it all got a bit serious when I got involved with my father's boss, Count Damanac. He was already married.
Oh, bonjour.
It wasn't a good decision, and it could have been a terrible scandal. To cover it up, I had to get married to some boring old guy called Maupin, who I didn't really like.
What?
Adieu.
Au revoir.
And after him, I ran away to Marseille with the assistant fencing master, Serran, who I thought was very exciting and dangerous since he was wanted for murder.
Salut.
I guess we all go off the rails in our teens. I know I did.
Ah, oui? What did you do?
Well, this one time, I dyed my hair green.
Adam, who wears glasses, pats his short black hair.
Anyway, before long, I fell in love again. But she was the daughter of a noble family, and her parents weren't exactly thrilled. So they sent her to a nunnery to escape the scandal.
They're outside the nunnery.
But nothing can stand in the way of true love. And we make plans to run away together.
A nun throws a ladder out of the window.
I get the idea. Rope ladder out of the window and then make a run for it. Classic.
No. More like...
Oh!
I disguise myself as a nun, steal a dead body, put the body in my girlfriend's bed so they think she's died, and then burn the nunnery to the ground.
Ooh. It's a plan, I suppose.
The nunnery has a light. Julie escapes with her girlfriend.
Wait for me! Still, I was right about the rope ladder. So, what happened next?
She didn't fancy life on the run with me as a wanted criminal. So she left me, and I was alone again. But not for long. I fell in love with someone else. A man I wounded in a duel and nursed back to health.
This is the most fantastical story I've ever heard. Why did you like dueling so much anyway?
Allow me to demonstrate. Ha! En garde! That means hold up your sword.
Okay.
Dueling was how most rich people in 17th century France settled arguments.
Sounds kind of stupid. Yeah.
Now, parry. That means block my attacks.
Not that this isn't fun and everything, Julie. But I'm surprised something so dangerous was allowed.
Oh, it wasn't. Dueling was totally illegal. Now, the riposte. Attack me.
Okay. You got this.
Eyes closed, Adam charges past her. He falls over his chair.
Too many people were being killed.
Oh, you don't say.
Why do you think I was on the run from the law so much? I remember there was this one famous duel at a party.
Lights glow at night in a grand house.
I dressed as a man that night. Because why not?
She's in a ballroom full of guests.
Then I kiss the woman.
The woman holds up her fan and they kiss behind it.
Which offended three guys who were in love with her.
Let's do this.
So I duel them all at once. Hold out!
Julie challenges the men one by one, then swings from a chandelier to knock them all over. Back on the talk show in the graveyard.
Did you get into trouble?
Luckily, the king had a soft spot for me and always let me go.
Whew.
And also, by then, I was a very popular opera singer.
That's a bit of a career change.
Well, my boyfriend got me an audition at the Opéra de Paris.
So that would have been the Comte d'Armagnac?
No.
Sir Anne?
No.
Wait, sorry, the Comte d'Albert?
No, it was the famous baritone singer, Gabriel Vincent Thévenin. Try to keep up.
Adam throws his notes away.
The people of Paris loved me.
Merci beaucoup. Oh.
They called me La Maupin, my original married name.
Merci.
But some people have suggested that not every story about your life is completely true. Did everything you just told me really happen?
Maybe it did, maybe it didn't. Let's just say you don't want to believe everything you read in your storybooks.
And in the end, you died of a broken heart when your latest girlfriend passed away.
Marie-Louise, the Marquise de Florensac, the love of my life.
Well, one of them. I can't keep up.
She points her sword at him.
Sorry, I didn't mean to offend you.
Quel dommage! I demand satisfaction in a...
Please say a game of ping-pong!
Duel!
She chases him.
Join us again on Talk Talk! I hope the show that brings the dead famous to life! You, for Bob!
She carves a letter J on a gravestone with her sword. Adam, Joe Sugg, Julie Bellini, Angelique Jones. Tiger Aspect Kids and Family, YouTube Originals.